Good morning, everyone. Well, it's morning here. You're maybe not listening to this in the morning time. Welcome to episode 11 of Darren Matthews and Friends. Well, sometimes friends. And also today, there are no friends because I decided I've done 10 episodes of the podcast now. So why not do a lovely 11th and kind of have a recap about how we're going so far? So far, so good. Thankfully, I can say that. We're getting some brilliant feedback about the podcast. My analytics tell me that there are listeners all over the world, which means that today when I'm talking, I'm going to try and speak a bit slower and clearer because I understand that most of my guests are from here in Ireland, and when we get together, we speak quite quickly or we just talk like we are down the pub. So far, I think our record breaker for the speed talking is definitely episode 9, Cormac. Jeremida from the Notorious Barrack Boys. He was on. Yeah, so I thought I'd just come on and have a wee recap about what I've been up to. And it's been 10 fun episodes so far. And I actually have already arranged another 4, I think, guests. So, as I said, if you do like the podcast and you know somebody lives around here who's interesting and you think I could get a good chat with, hit me up. Let me know who I should be chatting to. And anybody, I mean, on this so far, we've had comedians, we've had musicians, I've had Chris Kerr. Chris is a mental health advocate. Sorry, it's I haven't quite had the coffee yet this morning. And he was on there talking about what he's doing now, so I will recap all those bits and pieces. I've had DJs, I've had a burlesque dancer. And yeah, it's been pretty good. I've been enjoying it so far. It's kind of nice to sit with people and find out about them. I thought in this one I'd do a little bit about me, but we'll recap about what we've been doing so far. So, if you've been listening, or if you've just nipped into episodes, but you're considering jumping back and going back through the back catalogue, episode 1, start with a big man, was Joe McGuigan from the fantastic metal band Gamma Bomb. And the whole point of this podcast was I thought I'd like to do one where I can chat to people about maybe things that I'm not that I'm not interested in, but things that maybe people in general might not be interested in. Like, I love Gamma Bomb, and I love music, and I love metal music especially, so I thought it'd be nice to have a chat, but try and make the podcast interesting so people who know nothing about it or any of the subjects I'm talking about can find out about it and enjoy it and maybe have a bit of a laugh. So I had Joe on, who was telling me some brilliant tour stories and about how they were going to head off to Japan and do some shows over there, which they have since done. And as I asked them on the podcast if they needed a roadie, and he said they couldn't afford to take me, so I didn't get to go to Japan, but maybe next year. And then, of course, that set me up that I recorded 2 in the same day, just to get us up and running. And the second one was with my partner in crime, the lady of the town herself, Leanne McCooey. Leanne is the nice lady who lets me use her fantastic cafe for our once a month comedy club, the biggest wee comedy club in the north. Which I'm usually the resident MC, but Leanne was MCing at the last gig, which had Shane Todd on, with Robbie McShane and Luke McGibbon, and it was sold out, which was brilliant. I think 8 out of the 9 shows we've put on have been sold out, which is fantastic to see in Newry, because we're kind of trying to build up that people are getting into their comedy and kind of coming out and supporting the arts a bit more. It does help, you can bring a carry out, but that's a joke I'll leave for the stage. Yeah, I've been doing that for like 9 months now. Leanne was really, really nice and helped me out of a hole. I was running a club in another venue. And we had a couple of good nights that went really well. And then 1 month, we just had sort of lower ticket sales. And the venue said, oh, we're going to pull this gig because we've very low pre-sales. And I said, look, it's a small regional town. People aren't going to pre-sale things. If they're going to come out, they're going to decide on the day. Just hang on. Let's run the door and see how we go. Because we get a lot of door sales versus pre-sale tickets. And they said, no, we're pulling the gig, which was 2 days before the show, which was, I would describe that as somebody who's been doing comedy for nearly 10 years as massively unprofessional. So I went over and told Leanne my woes, and she said, do you think we could do a gig here? So we got that organized, we got the PA system, and we did the first show, which has now become the biggest wee comedy club in the north, capacity of about 50, which is in McCooey's on Monaghan Street in Newry. So I'm going to do a follow up with Leanne about what we've been up to, because it's been good crack since, and she's getting into more performing, which I'm really, really happy to see, because she's a great comic, but I'm going to get her to do some more shows because people really enjoy her stuff. Episode 3, I got chatting to a very old friend of mine, a guy called Jerry Norman. Jerry used to play in a band years ago called The Plastic Rose, but now he has got his new project up and running. They've released an album, which you can hear on Spotify while you're listening to the podcast, if you're into that. Fantastic act called Tour Alaska, so go check it out. If you like your singer-songwriters, your lovely acoustics, your beautiful piano pieces, you know, bit of haunting violin somewhere off in the distance, Tour Alaska could be the band for you. We kind of discussed on the podcast the difference between a band and a musical project. So check out Jerry if that's your thing. Episode 4 was sort of a bit of a departure for the podcast, but I thought it was something that was very needed to be talked about. I got a fantastic interviewee in called Chris Kerr. Chris is the former netminder for Antrim. He's a county footballer. And he plays for St. Gall's up in West Belfast, which are sort of a rival to the team I play for, St. Paul's, but we'll not get into that because, well, Chris is probably a much better footballer than me, so, and he's definitely played at a higher level. Chris is now a mental health advocate. He is one of the first sort of top level Gaelic footballers to come forward and discuss his mental health issues. He had a very hard time after his father passed away, so it was quite a strange podcast because it was one where we were quite somber and quite serious about the subject matter, so it didn't sort of leave room for my trademark being a smart arse. But hopefully it's still an enjoyable episode, and it, as I said to Chris, if somebody listens to it and maybe encourages them to go get help, then that's no bad thing. So have a listen if you're feeling down. I mean, it's nice to listen to the podcast if you want a good laugh and a giggle, but if you're feeling down as well, have a listen. And Chris has got some advice on there, but maybe things you can check out, people who are good to talk to. And yeah, I enjoyed it. We just sat and we had a cup of tea in my kitchen and had a chat. Chris is a lovely dude. He used to do nets for the college team I played for about 12, 13 years ago when we played for Belfast Met. Yet again, he was the starting goalkeeper and I was occasionally seen coming off the sub bench and handing people water bottles. So, good episode though, and I really did enjoy it. And then I headed off on tour for a couple of weeks, so of course while I was there, I had to interview the nice people who booked me to take me on tour. So if you're on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, they're bloody everywhere on the social media. The guys who do Farmer Michael and Kathleen, or to give them their proper terminologies, the lovely Sinead and Steve-O, who drives the BMW. So what I did was, I thought I'd split the duo up because they are a comedy double act. They're very good acting. They're very nice enough to take a lowly comic such as myself along to open for them or to MC their shows. We got to do Manchester and Blackpool. We did the Southport Comedy Festival, which was incredible. One of my favourite gigs I've ever done, probably. It's really nice to get out and get taken away by people who let you do gigs where you actually get to feel like a comedian. People are looking after you. There was dressing rooms. We had, you know, our accommodation was paid for. It was pretty cool to get out and sort of say, yes, I am a touring comic, which is nice to do because sometimes it doesn't feel like it when you're driving the dude 20 minutes in Dungannon somewhere. For those of you who are listening abroad, don't Google Dungannon. Yeah, I got a chat with them. So what I did was I thought I'd split the two guys up and figure out their part in the double act. So I chatted to Sinead first. So the main thing about the two guys is they are long-suffering Everton fans, which bleeds into their stand-up quite a bit, but God love them. And I say that as a Manchester United fan, so it hasn't been an easy year for each of us. But I chatted to Sinead first about her role, about how she ties the act together because she's the straight man, and how it affects the duo and how she's kind of steering the other character. It's quite a good skill to watch. It's like watching somebody MC a gig live while the comic's on stage. We talked about how they write and all that kind of stuff. And then the next episode I got Steve on. I mean, him more chatted about where the character came from. So Steve is from Galway in the west of Ireland. And I think if you've ever been there, you'll have met a real person who's like the character that Steve plays. So I had a chat with him about where the character came from. Yet again, how they write, and basically he spent 10 minutes gushing about what a great job Sinead does, so it's really cool to see the duo, and there's a lot of love between them about how they write and how they bounce off each other and how they tour, how we all kept seeing, because we were all on the road for sort of 2 weeks together, which can be hard. You're living out of each other's pockets, but it was quite fun. We had a couple of nice wee excursions and out for lunches and teas and stuff, which was kind of cool. Then I got home again, got back to work, which was tough going. But luckily enough, one of my good buddies dropped in to cheer me up. A guy called Sean Quinn, which this is episode 7 we're up to. Sean's a comedian from Bessbrook, same as me. We're both from Bessbrook in Armagh. He started comedy after me, and he didn't start comedy here like I did. Sean started doing comedy when he emigrated to Australia. He was in Brisbane. He's now based in Adelaide. Himself and I did a show 2 years ago for the Perth and Adelaide Fringe Festivals called The Good, The Bad and The Sunburnt, where we split up our show and did a half an hour each. It was great fun. It was really, really good times when I was out there last, and it was lovely summer weather in the middle of January and February, which was quite strange when I was out there on my travels. So Sean dropped in for a chat about how he got started in comedy in Australia, how things are going for him, which is brilliant. He's doing really well. He's been over to the Melbourne Festival a couple of times now. He's back doing the Fringes again. I think he's going again this year. So check out Sean. It's the Sean Quinn, THEE Sean Quinn. You'll find him on Facebook. That's his comedy page. Go check out his stuff. He's a great act, and obviously because he's doing 3 festivals when I'm going to be here in Ireland, freezing my ass off during the winter. I hate him. Lovely fella, but fuck him. No, that is of course a joke. Check out Sean's stuff. He's really good, and the leaps and bounds he's come on from, like, the first video he sent me a while ago to when actually performing with him. I'm like, whoa, this dude is doing well, and he's going to keep doing well. After Sean jetted back off to Australia and left me on my own again, I got chatting to the first man who was nice enough to ever let me DJ, something that I've actually been happy enough to say I've made a few pound out over the years, which is jumping up with my laptop and press and play. Don't let anybody who DJs tell you they're doing anything differently. Well, maybe people who have, like, belt-driven decks, they are probably much more skillful than me who lets the laptop do the work for you. I had a crack with a guy called Darren Craig, so it was very confusing that I called the podcast Darren Matthews and Sometimes Friends, and then I invite a guy on called Darren, which then sounds like you're talking to yourself. So this is actually the first time I'm talking to myself, I swear to God. This is the first time. Yes. When I was talking to Darren, that was with a guest. So that was Darren's one of the resident DJs down in the limelight. And also recently he brought back one of his old club nights, which was a brilliant rock night. Sort of rock and punk and stuff called Radiation. And they did a show down in the Berliner in Belfast, which we were talking about on the podcast. I've recently since found out that he did it last Saturday and raised a fair bit of money for a fantastic mental health charity. So well done, DC. Even if you are a dirty Liverpool fan, which we do cover for 10 to 15 minutes on the podcast. And as I said, I've been having it good for years as a Man United fan, but now the tables have turned, my friend, and he's really enjoying it. He smiles every time I say Manchester United. It's quite creepy. After I was chatting to Darren, then I had to go on back and dip into the comedy field again, so I went and found a gent who's running a fantastic night down in the Points Bar in Belfast, but also he's more famous for his online content. So I had a chat with Cormac McDermott, better known as the Notorious Barrack Boy. I probably don't need to tell you to go find him on Facebook if you're from Ireland, because he's got a massive social media presence and the stuff he releases is superb. But have a listen. That's where we broke the record for the speed talking. Just me and Cormac in my car recording, because we needed a sort of deader recording space. I went up to his house to record, but his kitchen's massive, so it was just really echoey. But yeah, we had a good crack, and we were talking about politics and the Irish language, and about him being from Belfast and the difference between him as the Belfast man and me as the culture, and sort of what we saw growing up and how it was a bit weird. But it was a really enjoyable podcast, actually. That one was 55 minutes and I felt like we were in the car talking for about 10. So it was good crack to get in with him. And then episode 10, what we're up to now so far, which was Caitlin Fearn. Don't call her Caitlin, she hates that. Caitlin Fearn is one of the Scarlet Bells, which is a burlesque troupe from my hometown in Newry, which is pretty cool. She's living up in Belfast, so that's why I was like, I will come round, get the kettle on, we're going to talk burlesque. Because I think it was another one of those great subjects where I know very little about it, so it was nice to get the down low, get the skinny from one of the performers. So Kotchin was telling me about the troupe that her mum runs and the classes that they teach and all the some of the places they perform and, well, basically sort of how burlesque is perceived here in Ireland, even in the modern day, about the sort of slight ignorance about it that people think it might be kind of more like stripping, which is fairly ridiculous, but there you go. I got a crack with her. So, Kotchin is on, I think she's on the social media. Yeah, she has an Instagram, which I will find out and maybe include the link in if I can find it. You'll see some of her stuff. But, 10 episodes so far, guys. It's been really fun. Everybody's been pretty cool to chat to. Upcoming episodes I have, definitely ones that are booked in that I'm going to be recording. I'm going to be talking to a phenomenal lady who used to let me on the radio with her. So keep your ears peeled for that. I'm not going to drop names in case they now say, actually, you know, I can't do that. But people I'd like to talk to and hopefully have booked in. And another gent who's like myself, a bit of a touring comedian, but who's done a lot of work over in the UK and been to Australia and stuff like that. So we'll compare notes about what he's up to now. He does a bit of writing, comic creating. So I've got those two. I've got another buddy from down home who's a fantastic sports journalist. The thing is, as well, he's also a massive music fan. So I'm not totally sure what direction to do the podcast in. Do we talk music? Do we talk sports? I'll have to think about something. So, or journalism. I mean, he's a bloody journalist, so we could probably talk about that, about writing. Lord knows I could use a hand with some writing anyway. But upcoming plans. That's pretty much the podcast it's covered. So maybe I'll do one of these every 10 podcasts. So if you're not sure where to jump back in, you can go, maybe I'll nip in and check out that episode. That sounded good, which would be pretty cool. Upcoming stuff I have, it's sort of start of December now, so people will be getting ready for the old Christmas season. So I can already hear sirens out the window here in Belfast, so there must be the Christmas shoppers going wild, rioting in the Christmas market. Upcoming shows, well, the number one is every month I'm going to have to advertise, of course, is the Biggest Wee Comedy Club in the North in McCooey's on Monaghan Street in Newry. The next one is a massive special treat for you guys for the end of the year. Because it's Christmas, we are doing the 12 Comedians of Christmas. So it's going to be pretty damn cool. I'm just confirming the lineups at the minute. I think I have about 8 confirmations, so I don't want to tell you lineups, but just trust me on this one. Usual crack. It's going to be on Saturday the 28th of December. Get your tickets in McCooey's before the gig because it always sells out, which is great. And I think this is going to be an early sellout once we release tickets. 12 comedians, 10 are in. Bring your carry out. Please, beer and wine only. Don't be showing up with a 10 glass of vodka and 2 grams of Coke. That's not the kind of show we're running. And basically the way we've been advertising the show is if you can get out for a couple of hours, get away from the kids, get the babysitter, come and join us for 2 hours, have a wee beer, and we'll get you home. And then if you are kicking on into the night, you're all done by 10:30, 11:15, and the night is yours. The night is young, you've been well entertained, so no matter what happens during the rest of the night, at least you've had fun with us. So that's how I'm definitely going to be pitching all the comedy clubs now. Speaking of comedy clubs, I will be running a new one in Belfast next year in the fantastic Sunflower Bar, which I'm very happy to say is one of the most famous bars in Belfast, which is great. Hopefully that'll make it a wee bit easier to get folks down to it. So check out Sunflower Comedy Club Belfast on Facebook. That will be where you find the details for that. The social media stuff, which I always forget to advertise even when I'm on stage. My own Twitter is Matthews Darren. Pretty easy. And Instagram is Darren Matthews Comedy. So check out those bits and pieces. My page on Facebook is Darren Matthews Comedy and Podcast, which is where you'll find the link to this if you're not listening through, you know, your Spotify or your Google Podcasts or your iTunes. And also, the thing about the podcast, if you are thinking about starting a podcast but you don't want to spend £300 on a mixer and a fancy mic and an interface for your laptop, I'm recording these on my phone and I put it into a little app called Anchor and it's free. And the only thing that it does is it plays a little advert at the end of your podcast. And you can build the podcast around different clips. So if you're thinking about doing a podcast, just go for it. It's good fun. I've actually been really enjoying it. It's been helping. It helps me generate a bit of content for online. It helps me write a bit. Helps me do off the cuff when I'm working back and forward with interviews, which has been great fun. So yeah, check it out. So yeah, have a look into Anchor or other similar podcasting apps that allow you to record for free and put them up. This is just done on the recorder of my phone, so that's why I just thought I'd come in for a wee quick chat today. So yeah, upcoming stuff. I was like, what did I cover? I covered the gig. I covered Sunflower Comedy Club. Covered how to do the podcast. As I said, if you're listening to this, there's no point telling you that it's Darren Matthews and Sometimes Friends. As I rightfully put out that it's going to be called Sometimes Friends in case there's a week where I can't get somebody to come on and chat with me. But yeah, it's been good. I've been enjoying it. It's a nice wee way to clear my head as well. It's kind of nice to catch up with people that I haven't seen for a wee while where I'm like, you're an interesting lady or gent, so let's hang out, have a chat. You can tell me about what you've been doing. So yeah, if you've got anybody interesting that you know who I should definitely have a chat with in any sort of random field of study or the arts, tell me, get in touch. It's great. If you do enjoy the podcast, of course, I mean, give it a follow on whatever you're doing so you'll get the next episode when it comes out. Give it a like, give it a share, tell your friends, this little country boy's talking, so can't be too bad. I'm hoping on this one, because I'm not with my mates, I am actually kind of speaking where it's at a decent speed and everyone can understand everything I say. Because now I'm back home in Ireland, my travel accent has pissed off. Your travel accent is the one that where you slow down and kind of try and speak English, you know, correctly as a language so that you don't end up starving in some country where people speak better English than you, but they don't understand what you want. So that's definitely one to look into. Yeah, I've just been trying to think what else is coming up this week. Elections are on this week. Of course, living in the voting state of Northern Ireland, the main thing that's on the news all the time is, are you going to vote for the Tories or Labour? Neither. I can't. We actually can't vote for either of the two of them, even though we are now being pretty much governed from Westminster and by our civil service, because we haven't had a functioning government in 3 years, I think. But don't worry, people of Northern Ireland, because we're going to go to the polls next Thursday and probably return the same wankers that ruined the country in the first place. So yeah, if they could hurry up with that, either United Ireland or End of the World. One of the two. I'll take one of the two over the present situation because it's pretty shit. Yeah, it's been fairly interesting, especially over in England as well, because here in Ireland, the bit I live in, we have less of a population here than I think the city of Birmingham, so wow, if they couldn't give less of a shit about us. Yeah, they're probably looking forward to us going back to trying to kill each other, which we're not going to do because we're all much smarter people now. I say all. Some of us finished school, so fingers crossed, everybody. So yeah, wherever you go on Thursday to vote, I have to go down home. So I live in Belfast, but I have to go back home to my little village of Bessbrook to vote in the community centre, which has been the voting place for years and years. I think I've only missed a couple of votes because I was away travelling. But now I'm home. And don't worry, of course, vote for whoever you want. I'm not going to steer you to, I don't know what your politics are, whoever you are listening to this podcast. So vote for whoever you want. Do what I do, which is normally vote for the wee guy who doesn't get in. So that's, but at least I've used my democratic rights. So therefore, I'm allowed to complain when people are being shit because I voted. So some people will say don't vote because it's a waste of time, but with that, we maintain the status quo for longer, probably with that argument, because nobody's voting, so nobody's putting these fuckers out. And, you know, if we're all waiting for the bigoted old racist people to die, the problem of it is they teach their shit to their kids, so that draws it out a little bit longer. But I think most of us are pretty worldly. We have the internet now. We know that we don't live in the centre of the world or the centre of the universe, but some people, it's the centre of their universe. So yeah, I mean, definitely want to see the end of the Tories because, well, they're Tories. I think that's long dramatic pause for laugh. Yeah, they're Tories. I'd be, as a working class person, I suppose, if I could vote for Labour, I would, because I don't mind if my taxes are used for a health service that's on its arse and the firefighters that they took off the streets over in England and whatever you're paying for, it's your public services, I suppose. Yeah, it's gonna definitely be interesting. I'm sorry if you've now fallen asleep for the last 5 minutes as I've talked about politics. I'm gonna come back off that and tell you about some fun stuff now. Just reverse out of the politics bit. But as a 34-year-old white man, it's important that you know what my opinion is on everything. Sorry, everybody. Yeah, it's a lovely Saturday afternoon here. I say lovely, I mean it's not pissing rain in Belfast, which is a nice change. So, I'm going to head off and leave you in peace, but I just wanted to check in and give you a recap about what's been happening. And also, this is the ideal length. I'm up to like 25 minutes. I was dying to keep all my podcasts under like 30 minutes of like nice punchy material. But I definitely keep chatting to people who are really interesting and doing like an hour. So it's not my fault. It's the people I'm chatting to are too much fun to talk to. They're all a pack of bastards. So yeah, so if you are listening and you're up for it, make sure to check out all the... Well, go back and dip into episodes you may have missed or ones you want to listen to. So remember, episode 1 was Joe McGuigan from Gamma Bomb. Episode 2 was my buddy Leanne McCooey from the Biggest Wee Comedy Club in the North, or McCooey. You can follow her. She's all over the social media too. Episode 3 was with Jerry Norman from Tour Alaska. Episode 4 was with Chris Cure, who you can find on Instagram at head_health_matters. Episode 5 was the lovely lady Sinead Nora, who is one of the half of the comedy duo of Farmer Michael and Kathleen. And then episode 6 was Steve-O Timothy. Steve-O is Michael himself. Episode 7 was Sean Quinn, him on Facebook, that's the Sean Quinn, if you're looking for him. Episode 8 was Darren Craig, you'll find him if you want to request some tunes down in the limelight some Saturday night. Go and request something he'll never play, he hates that shit. Episode 9 was with Cormac McDermott from Notorious Barrack Boy. Find him on all your, he's on Instagram and Facebook mostly, I think, or you can go check him out down at a gig down in the Points Bar in Belfast. And then episode 10 was Cochlin Fern. Go check out the Scarlet Bells burlesque troupe from Newry. And check out Cochlin's stuff herself. As always, I've been your lovely host, Darren Matthews. I will chat to you guys again. And hopefully I'll be able to upload a couple of more of these during the week. So next week I'll get a couple recorded and get myself organised. Thank you for listening, if you have been listening. And if this is the first episode you listen to, definitely go back in through the playlists and go back in and find an episode you think you might be interested in. Let me know what you think. The feedback's been nice, getting some stuff on Twitter and people texting me. So have a listen. Enjoy. Definitely enjoy your weekend. And if I'm not chatting you sort of directly, I'll probably drop it into one of the podcasts. But look after yourselves and enjoy the old holiday season and hopefully a bit of time off. Merry Christmas and all that crack. And if you see me in the pub, mind the smilks. Chat to you soon, guys. Take care. Thanks for listening. Well, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I think now is as good a time as any to sneak in a bit of advertising for some of my friends. If podcasts are your thing and you're really onto it, definitely check out my 2 recommendations this week. And I will try and do different recommendations every time I'm on here. But definitely check out the Fellowship podcast, which is one I've been on a couple of times, which are a couple of 3 crazy guys from the Lurgan region of Armagh. Nice dudes. Check out the Fellowship podcast. Always good entertainment. And the second, if craft beer is your thing, or just you generally like drinking, but also talking shite in the pub, these guys are the masters of it. Check out Cans Across the World. That's my 2 recommendations for you guys. So enjoy your craft beer while listening to the people from Lurgan talk shite. Take care.